Racer Radio on AM 1170 The Answer is sponsored by Love Radio Network. This is Racer Radio on AM 1170 The Answer. If it's a car, motorcycle, boat, or anything else with an engine in San Diego, it's on Racer Radio. Now, here's your host, Dave Stahl.
All right, folks, welcome. This is Racer Radio, the only radio show that supports the young and up-and-coming racer.
Yes.
That's why it's called.
The only one.
That's why it's called.
And why we were inspired by our experience working with the young racers at the Western States Racer Expo. We changed the name of the program.
Because of Shelley and her phenomenal program, which I hope
will come back.
She comes back with it next year. This segment is brought to you by San Diego Carburetor and Fuel Injection. It is 6622 University Avenue, right there on in San Diego. Go to sdcarb.com for carburetor, fuel injection. Distributor work, anything ignition and fuel, that man can definitely take care of you. All right. Well, we don't have any guests calling in. Like we said earlier in the show, this is a guest-free show.
For all 3 hours.
For all 3 hours. We've kind of reached out to Austin Edwards only because he's done some pretty phenomenal things here lately, racing with the big boys.
But he might be tied up because it's Mother's Day. We'll see. But it's so unusual that our show would not have any recorded interviews or call-ins. But, it's a holiday, basically. So that's how it goes.
So a little bit of racing news.
There was racing yesterday.
Yeah, everybody. And if you follow motorsports, it's kind of redundant even saying it, but they very rarely race on Mother's Day. It's kind of a respectful day for mom.
Yes, as it should be.
As it should be. And everybody's showing pictures and
their moms and
which is kind of
very cute.
So,
because a lot of racers owe a lot to their moms.
Well, yeah, exactly. By the way, we just got a compliment saying your shows sound great without interviews.
Who said that? That's funny. They just want to hear us yammer on.
Probably.
Well, if you like it, you like it.
Well, the Indy 500 is right around the corner.
Don't remind me. Another year I can't go.
And I'm surprised you didn't know anything about the Indy Grand Prix.
I really didn't. I was reading this morning in the paper about racing last night, and I went, wait, at Indianapolis?
Right.
With the Brickyard?
Well, they have a road course within the track, and they run the cars backwards.
Oh, okay.
Onto the big track. So they come out of turn one, go into turn four.
Right.
And then dive down back into the infield.
Yeah, and the infield is this ginormous golf course.
Well, of course, you could live out there.
You could, and people do, I think.
So it was your typical willpower, I think I can win.
Yes.
And he parlayed speed, tire strategy.
Oh, yeah. The tire strategy was huge yesterday.
He beat Scott Dixon by 2.2.
What a great race.
But Robert Wickens, never been in an Indy car ever.
Yeah.
This dude came in third place. He was first. I could not believe it. I mean, he was amazing. And this kid had just iron in his blood. That's all I can say. And, I'm not a fan of red tires, black tires. I'm not a fan of that. I just think you should have one tire and one tire only. Get out there and run.
Mm.
But, the black tire, it doesn't wear as much, but goes fast. It will last longer, but it's slower. Mm-hmm. The red tire is, will go a lot quicker, but burns up real quick.
And grippier.
And then you got rain tires.
Yeah, yeah.
Wickens, he had to go to blacks on lap 41, and power came in, and he jumped on the softer, faster reds.
Yeah, there you go. And
that's how you win. That was
that's
really
how you win. Sometimes it's just that one thing, and
that's
how you win.
It was so funny between the two of them, and you could tell on the track, but, race well, just really well done. And everybody, of course, Joseph Newgarden, your boyfriend.
Be still my heart.
On lap 56, he gave everyone he really tried. I mean, you could tell he was putting forth all the effort. He dove into this turn, and he just knew it was too hot. So instead of taking the guy out in front of him, he looped it.
Well,
he didn't hit anything.
He did the gentleman Lee thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, you know, going back to Wickens, he fought off Alexander Rossi to keep the final position.
He's a rookie.
And Sebastian Bourdais just to get around Rossi.
I like this guy. This is great for a rookie.
I'm gonna really dig to see if we can
get him to call in. Yeah.
Now your boyfriend did recover. He took 11th place, and he does still lead the Verizon point standing by two Rossi heading into the 102nd Indy 500.
Yes, and he's become the face of IndyCar this season.
2 points.
He is doing so much PR for that series. It is ridiculous, and he handles it all. He did a thing with the kids last week.
You just think he's cute.
He is so smart, so articulate. Just put a camera in front of him and wind him up, and he is the man. And he's so good looking.
Thank you.
And he's a great racer. And.
And
it's too bad he's not unattached.
I give you a hard time, but he is the face of IndyCar, as far as I'm concerned.
Right.
And then we have your other friend, Lewis Hamilton.
Oh, yes. Lewis Hamilton. Who finally has pulled one out.
That was the Spanish Grand Prix.
Little trouble this season.
Yeah, he took out Valtteri Bottas by just 0.040.
That's a razor-sharp victory.
Yeah, so Mercedes also held off Sebastian Vettel's last
Vettel. Now, Vettel's been giving him a hard time this season.
That was in qualifying, though. But, yeah, it's so.
Yeah.
Kevin Magnussen came in seventh place for Haas. You know,
I love Haas Racing. That's another team. I would love to have them call in because they're the only American team in Formula One. And they're doing really well. They're brand new.
I think they're.
I say brand new, but it's been 2 years.
Yeah, exactly. So that was F1. And then, of course, we had the Kansas. I decided not to watch it because it is Kansas.
What? What's the
I taped it.
Who cares?
So I could blast through the commercials.
Oh.
And it's Kansas. You know, Kansas is just a big honking track. So my good buddy from KCBQ AM 1170, Harvick wins! Hooray!
Oh, great. That was nice of him. That was really nice of him.
But that's okay.
Spoiler.
I still want to watch it.
Well, you have to get revenge on him somehow.
Yeah, I'll figure out. I'll make him buy me something. And it's so sad, too, because Kyle Larson was really dominating.
Mm.
Is that kid ever going to win or?
He'll have his day.
I know. But he had some kind of a clear dent in his rear window.
Oh.
And they don't
in
know
the rear
if it
window.
Seemed to be damaged when the window meets the roof. But NASCAR captured the car on pit road Saturday night. And after the KC masterpiece and announced it would be taken to R&D Center in Concord, where the big knives will come out, and we're going to dissect this car.
Dun, 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 dun.
Dun, 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 dun. Any penalties would be announced during the week.
Oh.
And a procedure has already been set this year with NASCAR penalizing two cars, both from Stewart Haas Racing, for not having a rigid rear window. So what probably happens when it gets up to 100 and something plus miles an hour, the window, you know, dips down inside and...
And Crackola.
Of course, Larson, however, believes that the cause of the window dent came when he suffered damage while making contact with Ryan Blaney on lap 249. The back window? I mean, what did the car do? Jump up in the air?
That's a good story. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
Yeah, so we'll just have to see how after how that goes.
But, this is why NASCAR is so fun.
Did you see how many cars did not make it through tech?
No, I didn't notice. I didn't.
Bucket loads.
Oh, wow, that's funny.
Over half the... What's going on there? Well, the guys at tech said, come on. Hello.
Is it just because the season's heating up and they're trying funky
stuff? We have been doing this
stuff?
Race to race to race. You all know what you have to do. Why are you not doing what we're asking you to do?
Interesting.
So half the field didn't even get a practice.
Well...
They just start in the back of the field.
That's how it goes. Did you hear that they want to sell the NASCAR series? That the Frances are putting it on the market.
Yeah, and how much money do you think that would be? $29.95?
Heh.
There's not enough zeros in the dictionary to be able to... And who's going to buy this, no offense,
I love it. It's an albatross.
Who's going to buy this albatross? And I think that was very nice. Yours was way more politer than mine was. Hey, let's take a quick break. We got a whole lot of people come. We got Tony Salazar.
Oh.
And it looks like Bill Miller. I'm not quite sure who
Bill Miller's with Barona.
You know Bill?
No, but Brittany texted me that he was going to call.
Oh, you're so on top of it. All right, Racer Radio, right here on AM 1170.
The Answer. Zoom, zoom.
Power on. Power on.
Oh, I love this song.
Hold on.
Hold on. Hold on. Okay, and when I tell you folks, turn it up. Be ready. Hold on, folks. It's coming. Is this it? Here it comes. Get ready. Woo! Let's hear it, folks. All right. You're welcome to Racer Radio. Is that cool or what?
Yeah, my ears are blown.
I know. Hey, we got special guests, but hey, first off, this is brought to you by Barona Speedway and El Cajon Ford, where nobody, absolutely nobody, treats you better than El Cajon Ford. 1595 East Main Street. In fact, without El Cajon Ford, I don't know, El Cajon's or Barona would even be floating around up there on the big mountain. But we truly do appreciate it. We truly do appreciate all of everything they do for us. So if you're looking for new or used or service, you can't beat El Cajon Ford. Hey, we got two special guests on the line.
We have Bill Miller, who's a racer at Barona and Cocopot, and we got Troy Salazar from Barona.
All right. Hey, Troy, how's it going?
Pretty good. How are you doing today, Dave?
All right. So we got Carlos Amesca. We got Laura Finney. We've got
Tommy.
No, Tommy won't do it.
Oh.
Who else?
Well, we got Clint August.
And Clint August, Rock 101.5.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to drive. Chris Boyer, too.
Okay.
We're working on Tabitha Lipkin.
You got Tabitha Lipkin, and then we're there.
We're there.
All right. Well, I'm just letting you know. And they're all excited. Oh, I'll run the flag. But they're all excited. They can't wait to do it. And, you know, this could be the year for Barona Speedway. You know, it really could. I just got a good feeling.
We're working. First and foremost, I'd just like to say Happy Mother's Day to all your mothers out there, including my own. Puts up with a lot, obviously, dealing with my brother and race car drivers every other weekend. So,
And you.
Your mother's a saint. Let's just put it that way.
Did you see how he left himself out like he's the angel?
Oh, he's an angel. Of course. Everyone thinks they're an angel. And their mom's, you know, blessed to have them.
Absolutely. I hope you just gave her a really nice day today, but hey, she's very proud of you two guys. So let's, you know, we don't want you to beat up on too many people. But hey, what's this Bill Miller guy calling in for?
I'm not sure.
I don't know. Hey, Bill, how's it going, bud?
It's going good. A little tired. We ran last night at Cocopot Speedway,
and
we won our heat race and didn't have good luck in the main event. We were running second and got hit and kind of tore the car up.
What division?
IMCA modified.
Ooh. That hurts when those things get hit.
Yeah, it'll be ready for next weekend.
Oh, good. Nothing that bad then.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
When is it never?
We've got a crazy lineup for next weekend, including the IMCA modified. So glad to hear they're going to get it put back together.
So Troy, tell us what you got lined up.
We have the IMCA modified, street stocks, pony stocks, pure stocks, dwarf cars, mini dwarfs, junior sprints, and our feature main event of the evening are the California Lightning Sprints.
Man, that is going to be wild. That is going to be
such... It's the first time that they've run it in over 10 years. We're really looking forward to it. I want to see as many people as we possibly could get in the stands. May 19th, tickets are $12 at the gate. We're going to be all over town this week. We're going to be at the El Cajon Car Show on Wednesday with the kids. The Lightning Sprints, some of them will be up at the Ramona Cruise on Thursday. And then on Friday, the 7-Eleven over here on Lake Jennings and El Monte Road, there's going to be probably a dozen cars. If you want to come by, see these things up close, climb in them, meet the drivers, get schedules. We're going to be giving away tickets and some other things. So come by and see us, please.
Okay. Hey, well, that's cool. Well, there's your added calendar event there, young lady.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, and if, and folks, if you've never been to Barona and you live in San Diego, you need to put it on your list, right along with the Wild Animal Park, the zoo, the auto museum, because I know none of us have gone to that stuff because we live here. But once you go up to Barona Speedway, bring your food, bring your beverages. You can bring an RV. There's no extra charge. You can spend the night, wake up, have breakfast with the racers. Yeah, you got plenty of room. Yeah, you can have breakfast with the racers because there's always somebody cooking breakfast. I'm telling you.
And no, by, for all those people in San Diego that have always thought, hey, I'm going to make the time, I'm going to get out there, and have surpassed that for some reason or another because something else came up, this is the race you're not going to want to miss. I literally consider this to be kind of our Super Bowl, so to speak. Yeah. I mean, we have the heaviest hitters that we have at our track, including the Lightning Sprints. Really excited to do this. It's the Jim Squire Memorial. We're anticipating 25 cars in that field alone. Probably over 100 cars that will be there that night.
Wow. Well, on air, I'm telling you, I will be there.
I hope so.
I know. Hey, if I do it on air, I haven't got any choice because then I'll catch you know what. So, Bill, are you gonna?
I'm gonna call you. I'll call you the following Sunday and say, where were you?
I know you will. That's why I'm gonna be there. Hey, Bill, are you gonna race in that event?
Yes, yes. We're gonna have the car ready, one way or another. It'll be ready to go.
One way or another. Even if you have to go buy one?
Yeah, the car's fine. I just maybe have to get a new motor for it, but
oh,
that's no big deal.
That's nothing. Those things are easy to come by. So how long have you been racing, Bill?
I started racing in 1973.
And you're loving every minute of it, right?
Wouldn't want to do anything else in life.
That's right. And, you know, and people don't realize what racing does for, like, a family. I mean, you talk about bonding people together, whether it be the Salazars that own and run Barona Speedway, or even you, Bill, and I'm sure you bring your crew with you when you go.
My whole family has been into racing my whole life. My dad passed away 12 years ago, and I'm running his number now. But I raced against my father. I've raced against my sister. My sister still races in a lower division. We're all about racing.
Well, Bill, who's on the side of your car? Let's give a little love to the sponsors to help get you to the track.
Absolutely.
Right now, I've got just Yuma sponsors.
We don't care.
310 diesel, 310 auto, and I've got Richard's Foothills Auto Repair.
All right.
I've got some room that I need to pick up some San Diego sponsors.
Well,
because I'm trying to run the whole season up there. But your gas is expensive.
Don't look at me. Don't start with me.
It's only getting started because summer's coming.
Dude, I am.
Before you leave home.
You need to get a tractor trailer of gasoline to come with you because it is stupid up here. And
yeah, because I get 5 miles to the gallon. I know it's stupid up there.
When you go looking for advertisers, you can tell your advertisers, potential advertisers, I know it's a little bit of a drive, but if you want to get your butt to San Diego prior to a race, I'll put you on local TV, which is the number one watched morning show. And our show is, you know, we're on iHeartRadio, we're 50,000 watts, so we're going all around the continental United States. So if we can help you any way to help you sell more advertisers, just telling people we're on, you know, you're on with us, you're on with us.
I appreciate that.
Well, you know, that's...
I just wanted to say thank you so much, actually, for getting behind Barona and making that long trip. I understand what it takes, the dedication, the time, the money, and everything else involved. And just really appreciate guys like you that make that trip to come out and join us when we race on Saturday night.
Well, Barona is a real fun track to race. I'd prefer a short track, and that's what Barona is a short track.
Right.
Quarter miles, what we call a bull ring. Instead of the big 3/8 mile or 1/2 mile tracks that we run normally.
Yeah.
It just makes it a whole lot funner racing because you're side by side a lot. And half the time you're not even touching the car beside you and you're running 20 laps beside him. And it's just great racing.
I don't know how you guys do that. I swear. I call it ballet on dirt.
Yeah, you got to turn right to go left. Pretty much.
You got to quit watching cars.
That's, well, the thing is, when you say it that way, it sounds so absurd, but that's exactly what you do.
That's exactly. Well, and by the way, Michelle's getting ready to go to
Corey Cruzman's track school.
Yeah, she's going to go get into an 800 horsepower sprint car at the Corey Cruzman driving school up at Ventura, and she's never been in anything anywhere close to this. So, Bill, what kind of advice can you give her?
Oh, man.
Just hang on and stand on it.
As they say, lift when you see the light.
Oh!
Boy, that's a piece of advice I had not heard of. That's a good one.
I think I should get my affairs together before
you
I do
probably
this.
Should. You probably should. And we're actually sending one of Barona's
finest
premier drivers,
Brittany
Sandoval. She's going with her so Michelle won't sit there and whimper by herself.
Yes.
Yeah, Brittany can wheel a car, don't
you? Oh, yeah.
I know. She comes
on Saturday.
Oh, she comes across. I'm just a school teacher.
Oh, just a nice little school teacher.
Poor me, you know. And then she gets out there. I mean, she won't even talk to you when you try to talk to her in the race car. Oh, she's so
serious.
Rude.
She's dialed in.
Oh, so rude.
Game face, man. It's the game face.
Yeah. We get that.
All right. So May 19th.
May 19th, BaronaSpeedway.com. Come out and see us. Like I said, we're constantly moving. I actually almost wanted to get an opinion from Bill. Obviously, you've seen a lot of changes out there. Are you happy with what's going on and the prep and what's going into the actual racetrack?
The first couple races of this season, of course, were a little rough because of the new surface for the track. Everywhere you go, you're going to get that. I don't care what track you're
going
to. Whenever you get a new surface put on, you're going to have issues.
Yeah.
I've raced all the way from Virginia to California.
Yeah.
All across the country. And every track I've ever been to, there's issues. This last race, that was a beautiful track.
Thank you, buddy.
There was a groove and a half.
Wow. Wow.
But due diligence. I mean, my brother Todd on the blade, Stoney. I mean, we got a good crew of guys, Bardo in the water truck. We're really trying to pinpoint and dial in the solution for what gives you guys the best surface and have more than one groove to where sometimes the outside lane is the fastest way around that track.
Exactly.
And I'll tell you, every racer will tell you the same thing. Give me a smooth track. I don't care if it's dry or wet.
Right.
Give me a smooth track.
Well, that's what we damn near hit that on the screws this last go around. So I appreciate you saying that. Like I said, this is Dave. This is no setup. I wanted an honest opinion.
No, I got you.
Well, you got to ask the racers.
Got to ask the racers.
Sure, they're the ones that know, and we really do bend over backwards to accommodate. And learning this new material and putting in the time, it's our mission statement at this point. I want to give them the best racetrack in San Diego to be able to go turn laps on.
Well. Not as a pun, but you're on the right track, my man.
Oh, brother.
BaronaSpeedway.com. BaronaSpeedway.com. Be there May 19th right here on AM 1170.
The Answer. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, guys.
AM 1170.
The Answer.
San Diego.
Welcome back. You're listening to Racer Radio. By the way, that song right there was done in Escondido, Timothy. It was done in Escondido. It's in a garage. And all the sounds you hear are automotive equipment. Beating on a 55-gallon drum. You'll hear an impact wrench. You'll hear the lifts go up and down. And this whole song is strictly on this garage in Escondido. Yeah, see, hear it? Pretty cool, huh? I know. You'll love that CD. All right. Hey, we are right here on Racer Radio. I'm Dave.
I'm Michelle.
And this is AM 1170.
The Answer.
Hey, and this segment is brought to you by Paris Auto Speedway. Fastest half-mile dirt track I know of around the area. I'm telling you, Paris Auto Speedway has such a great lineup of cars. I mean, everything from the kids all the way to the adults, and the fastest racing you'll ever want to see. Mm-hmm. 18700 Lake Paris Road in Paris, California. Go to ParisAutoSpeedway.com. Right. ParisAutoSpeedway.com.
And right, I think, off the 15.
Yep. I think we have a 215.
215.
I think we have a special guest from Paris Auto Speedway. Hey, who is this?
This is Anthony Gisa.
Hey, Anthony, how you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. How you doing?
Not bad. You run up at Paris?
Yes, I run the figure eight division, the Night of Destruction.
Oh, all right. Well, good, because we've got a lot of people that love the figure eights.
How long have you been doing that?
I've been doing it for about 8 years now.
Have you done anything else, or is that just kind of...
I've done factory stock one time, just wrong gears in the car, but figure eights where my heart's at. Figure eight's where my passion's at. I love the intersection action. I love the adrenaline. Yeah. I love, you know, for the crowd, the fans. Try to get close as possible, make the crowd go, ooh, ah, whoa, that was pretty close. Dude. I mean, I used to see it when I was growing up as a kid at Ascot Park in Gardena.
Oh, wow.
And I just grew up watching all the great guys, you know. So
So you must know Scott Delosio from way back in the day.
From Paris. I know Scott Delosio from Paris.
Just from Paris. Oh, okay.
So,
just from Paris, yeah.
So how old are you, if you don't mind me asking?
I am 42. Just turned 42 in April. April
29th. Wow. And so what is it about figure eights that just floats your boat, so to speak?
Adrenaline. The adrenaline, all the cars going through the intersection, shoot the gap, get in between the cars.
Wow.
Just testing my ability of not getting hit. I've been hit a couple of times. But nothing major, thank God.
Yeah, really. Yeah,
It's pretty much all timing. It's all timing.
Sure.
You know.
What kind of speeds are you guys traveling when you go through the cross?
I don't have a speedometer in my car. I'm going to guess maybe in the dirt track, in that small dirt track, I'm just going to average probably about like 70.
That's what I'm saying. Somewhere between 60.
Yeah, maybe 70, yeah.
And you know,
when we're on the full throttle.
Yeah, and that's on dirt, so, folks. That's sideways, and usually the dirt's wet, okay? Right. So we don't have a lot of traction. And you know, you could sit there and gauge it, but if somebody rams you from the rear, you're done.
It all depends on how hard you get hit, you know, where you get hit. If it's in the intersection, if it's on the turn, because we're constantly going left to right, straight away, left to right.
What kind of car do you drive?
I drive I bought it from one of my mentors, one of my good buddy, Earl Cox Jr. And it was a circle car. And I believe it was a 70 Chevelle chassis with a Camaro clip. And we just modified it all up. Just kind of made an outlaw car.
There you go. All right.
Yeah.
How many horses under the hood?
I got over 500 horses in that car.
Well, you need everyone. And a few more.
You know, this new car, I had an old jalopy. It was a 76. It was an old jalopy. And that car there, it was old faithful. I mean, I've been hit. I take it out to the track, run it, and it was all great. This new car here, it's my third time running it. I just got to figure out the kinks. I don't really have much time to go and practice with my work schedule and all that, but when I get out there, I go and have fun and try to work it out as I'm, you know, racing.
Well, and that's what it's really all about. I mean, if it was a full-time job, it'd be different, but if it's just your stress reducer, and you know, half the fun is figuring it out, don't you? I mean...
Yeah, it's all figuring it out.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not saying that you wouldn't like to get in a car and become in first place every single time, but... I think the more you learn how to make that car do what you want it to do, then you know. I mean, then once you get to that point, I think you're a much better driver.
Right, right. I'm learning as I go. I'm learning as I go. I up my division with the class with my car by building this Outlaw. And just with, you know, with my mentor just kind of guiding me through and just kind of like just helping me out what I need to do and my car kind of pushes in the turns. I got to kind of dial that in and kind of figure it all out. But for the most part, I do it for the adrenaline, the fun, for the fans that are watching. It's just my passion. I've been watching it ever since I was 5 years old, and I got an opportunity to do it, and I've been doing it ever since.
And you're hooked. Hey, now
I'm hooked.
I don't know what level you're at, but you got any sponsors?
I have no sponsors. Everything comes out of my back pocket, but I am looking for sponsors. Anybody who would like to sponsor the 33 car out there, the Blue Machine, I would love it. I would love to put your company name on my car and go from there. You know, I have no sponsors. I sponsor myself.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'm more than happy if you want to come to KUSI with your rig sometime just to promote. Sure. That way you can tell all your potential advertisers that, hey, if you advertise with me, I'll put you on radio and TV. Because you've already got radio. Now you can put KCBQ AM 1170 Racer Radio on your proposal sheet. And then once I get you on TV, because see, that way everything's honest, everybody's up front. That way when and then you do the same thing and we'll get you on TV. Scott will give you all my contact information and we'll set up a Sunday or a day that's good for you. Bring the race car down and
We can make it happen. We can do this.
It's worked for a lot of different teams. And it's funny, every time Michelle and I put a driver on, especially prior to a big race, what's our percentage now to wins?
Oh, yeah. If we the end of last season, you know, all the different racing series were coming to a close, and we had pretty much every race car driver that called in ended up winning the championship. It was 6 out of 7. Wow.
6 out of 7 won because they called
in. Wow.
Not guaranteed. Well,
looks like I need to take that next step then, huh?
Right.
I think you should. Well, hey, you got the number. You just let us know. And we're happy to do it because I think we're about the only radio show that I know of that works with the lower, you know, division drivers. I mean, not a lot of people you know, even could care less about you guys, no offense, but, you know, they'll go out and watch on the weekends, but, you know, that's about as far as it goes. But they don't realize the passion that you have to do this.
The heart, the time, the sweat, and everything.
Oh, yeah.
Everything. And Michelle's feeling is if you're going to put that much into it, then we're willing to give you as much exposure as we possibly can. Because, you know, you never know. Somebody might. We had a guy that we interviewed at the Western State Racer Expo. He was going to Chick-fil-A to buy food for his race team, and he was coming out the door, and this guy literally helped him open the door so he could get out. And the guy says, "Hey, man, thanks a lot." And the guy happened to ask him, "Where are you going with all that food?" He said, "Well, I got a race team, and, you know, it's time to feed the troops. We got to get ready for a big race." The guy ended up sponsoring him a full sponsorship for 2 seasons.
That's awesome.
Door to Chick-fil-A. I mean, so
that's awesome.
I know. So this is why you can't give up. You can't give up. And then, like I said, you're more than welcome to use us as a tool to get some sponsorship on the side of the car and, you know, get more people involved, because that's a lot of what you do. Yeah, I know it's fun. You go racing, but you guys do more work after the race, talking to the kids, talking to the fans.
Oh, yeah.
That's really your job.
And getting it all ready. Yep.
Yeah.
I mean, really, don't you think so? Because if you don't do it, guess what? No one's going to expand. We will never expand the sport, and we have to expand the sport, and it's so important.
Right.
And we're thrilled that you took time out of your day to call in. So you're taking care of your mom today?
You know, she passed away just in January 10th due to cancer.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Yeah. And with this special day, I like to say happy Mother's Day to all the women out there.
Absolutely.
And I like to say happy Mother's Day to my beautiful fiance, Amy Hannah. Without her, nothing would be possible. You know, she's the one that goes through a lot. I take time away from the family to go racing, but she's all for it and she loves it. And the whole family loves it. You know,
absolutely.
I love Paris. I love the whole staff, crew, everything, about them. They're just so amazing.
Yeah.
Racing. Yeah, how can people follow your racing career? Do you have a website or a Facebook page?
I have an Instagram. It's at crazy8_33.
Okay. Oh, I've seen that. I think I've seen that.
Yeah.
All right. So when's your next race?
Instagram.
When's your next race?
May 19th. May 19th is going to be our Night of Destruction. We're going to have demo cross, the cross carts. The figure eight trailer race, spectator racing. It's a blast. I mean,
if you're
in the area around Paris or anywhere around the area, come down, come to the track, come watch us. You'll have a blast. You'll be on the edge of your seat, biting your nails. It's an amazing track.
I think I can go. I don't think I have anything that weekend.
Really?
Well, I think it's a date.
You ought to go.
Yeah. Well, I love to go to Paris. I don't go often enough.
So it's crazy eight under slash 33.
Yes.
Says nothing but the thing. Is that you?
It's just, yeah, that's me. It's just, it's a picture of me and it's got my car on there and just everything that I do.
All right. I just requested you. So keep your eyes open.
All right,
buddy. Good. Hey, well, thanks a lot again for calling out. Michelle's probably going to come up and see you on the 19th.
Yeah.
Be there, be square, folks. That's Paris. Yeah. Otto Speedway.
I'll see you, Michelle.
All right.
You guys have a good day. Thank you.
You too, buddy. Be
thanks,
safe.
Thanks, Anthony.
Okay. Bye-bye.
All right.
Let's take a quick break. When we come back, Austin Edwards is on the line. He went racing with the big boys, and he's coming to San Diego.
All right.
So you'll be able to see Austin Edwards, that world-famous driver, let me tell you, right here on AM 1170.
The Answer.
All right, folks. Hey, welcome back. This is Racer Radio right here on AM 1170.
The Answer.
This segment is brought to you by Certified Car Clinic, 11370 North Woodside Avenue in Santee. Go to certifiedcarcare.net. Hey, we got Austin Edwards on the line. How you doing, bud?
What's up, guys?
Hey.
Just kicking, man. Hey, you taking care of mom today?
Oh, yeah.
Of course you are. Yes, because you're a good son.
So I hear you're coming to San Diego.
Yep, El Cajon Car Cruise. We're heading out this Wednesday.
All right.
Yeah. Have you ever been there before?
I can't, no. I don't think I ever have been.
It's a blast, Austin, because they literally have, you know, they do this every Wednesday throughout the whole summer, right? And so all the local people bring their super cool cars, and they're just lined up and down Main Street. Literally, it's Main Street in El Cajon with all kinds of super cool cars. And, you know, depends on what the theme is. The night that you're there, it's going to be kids' night. But it's just really, really a fun night, a lot of energy. There's a lot of restaurants all up and down. You're in for a good time.
Nice. Excited to head down there.
So are you going to bring your one of your race cars? Or?
Yeah, I'll be bringing my super late model.
All right. Awesome. And how is the race? How's the race going? Last time I saw you was in Vegas.
We were in Vegas, yes. Struggling with some things. We made a minor mistake. Well, not really minor, but we have a shock tester, and when we put the shock on there, we push it down to 1 inch to see what it is. We have it on some sort of meters or something instead of inches. So I'm surprised it still did really well for what we had in the car, but we don't have any wheels falling off. We don't have any running out of gas, no blown tires, no nothing. Nothing. Things could have gone a lot worse. But, yeah, we finished second that night. This weekend we're heading out to Orangeville Speedway for May 19th, racing against the adults. That's going to be a tricky one because we're expecting a 30-car field, 10 grand on the line. I really like that track, but that's going to be a very intimidating race.
Mm. A challenge.
Very, very, yes.
Okay, so anything different you're going to do on your prep?
Well, with how much money there is on the line and some of the guys that are coming out, we're definitely just going to go through every little nut and bolt we can on the car to make sure nothing goes wrong. Because even at Las Vegas, the race before this last race that I went to, we were actually lucky that our tire almost fell off because we found the right front steering rod bolt loose. And if that had fallen off, that would have caused many, many more problems. So we've learned that everything happens for a reason. Lots of learning nights, as you guys like to say.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll get there.
Yeah. Silver lining on that, right?
Yep.
Oh, my goodness. So your race, there's a lot of racing going on that next weekend. Orange Show's running and Paris is running also. It's just everything's in high gear. So you know what's cool is what you've been posting, those safety videos.
Oh yeah.
Yes.
That's really awesome. They're on Facebook. Are they also on YouTube?
We are planning to post them to YouTube. I don't think we have yet though.
So for now, if someone wants to see them, Austin recorded a couple of, I think there were three of them, PSAs, little videos on safety features on race cars. The first one was on, I believe, the Hans devices. And then I think
that was that was the last one. I was on the Hans device and what it did. There was one I talked about my fire suppression system because I got really close to a car that had caught on fire. Mm. And before that, I was able to show how quickly I get out of the car, which is less than 10 seconds. Yeah. Last year at Madeira Speedway, they did a test on all the kids to see how quickly they could get out of the car. So it was actually a competition. Mm. I remember, I think his name was Zach Telfer. He got out of his car in less than 5 seconds. It was amazing.
Wow.
And that's unbelting a five-point harness.
A five-point harness, taking your steering wheel off, lowering your window net, making sure you don't get caught up in any cables or wires. Yeah. And he got out of that car in less than 5 seconds.
Was he scared?
Well, it wasn't actually actually in a wreck. It was actually in the pits just as a competition.
What? That's the only way they would get me out of a car in 5 seconds if I was scared to death. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's amazing. Is he a big guy, little guy?
He's a little guy.
Yeah,
he's
probably.
Actually, I only got to race with him once or twice, actually. He's a very respectful racer. He's racing back east now.
Oh,
but,
okay.
There's actually a lot of 13 to 14-year-olds I've seen around the country now. Actually, on my racing simulator, I've seen three or four of them. Got to race against them. Pretty cool.
Yeah.
Do you find my age is starting to go around?
Do you find a lot of value in running a simulator?
With the one I have, yes. It you can't always go to the track. Like I know my family, we couldn't afford going to the track once a week on Wednesdays or something like that to go and just get seat time.
Right.
So having that simulator right here in my house, it definitely keeps you fresh.
All right, so let's give a little plug for your simulator that you bought. That way you can send this to him, to the company, and maybe they'll send you an upgraded simulator if you decide to do maybe a monthly report on simulator racing. What do you think?
I'd say that's pretty cool. the system I'm using is iRacing.com, which is very popular among people, but I'm using a Logitech setup with the pedals and steering wheel and seat.
Oh, okay. How many screens? Yep. One screen, two screens, three screens?
I've only got one screen. The three-screen deal is something that I'd really, really like to have.
Did I not give you an idea?
You did give me an idea.
Yeah. And if you want to haul it to San Diego, I'll even let you put it on TV to show people how to run a simulator that they could pick up very, you know, reasonably priced if they're so inclined.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, there's always a reason we talk to you, Austin, because you do such a great job, not only on the track, but off the track. I did go down and get my second show. Did you talk anything about your phenomenal charity that you work with?
No, he didn't talk about that.
Okay.
Yet.
So let's talk about Pause.
Quickpause.support. Well, that's my website for one, but, it started out when I was 9 years old. I was helping out this animal shelter near my house. You kind of have an animal placement society. For my 9th birthday, I basically asked for dog supplies instead of birthday presents. And from there, I used my Bandolero and Junior Lee model to speak to the fans. And they just helped out tremendously. We're at nearly $18,000 of 2018 of donating to that shelter. But the quickpause.support, what we're trying to do is to make it more than just the one shelter. We're trying to spread it out to shelters that I go around. Like if I go to Las Vegas, Florida Speedway, I'm going to help out a shelter somewhere in Las Vegas. If I go to Madeira, I'm going to help out a shelter around there. We're trying to help out more than just one shelter, see how big we can help the animals around.
All right. Well, tell your mom I'm going to send her some information tomorrow on a gentleman by the name of Dean Case. He worked at Mazda. He was in the motorsport division. And he was heavy, heavy into motorsports. He's no longer working there. But he's so into what you're into. I'll bet you if I get the two of you guys hooked up.
Yeah, he basically did the same thing you're just talking about with animal shelters.
Right.
And raising money through racing events.
He put a press event together where we had to go to the grocery store and buy bags of dog food and take it to a shelter. I mean, that was part of the event that we were on. So I think the two of you guys, I mean, he knows I mean, he has contacts, and who knows? There might be some sponsorship dollars in it for
you.
And
he's a really nice guy.
So I'll send your mom that information tomorrow for sure. Kind of an introduction. Hey, Dean, this is Heidi. Heidi, this is Dean.
Awesome.
Unless they're making. Go ahead.
I also remember last month you said something about a sprint car ride you get for me. I was still looking forward to that. I don't know when that'll happen.
All right. We just finally, well, the problem is Ventura caught fire. You know, Ventura the city.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So Michelle hasn't been on her event either. So once I get her done, then I'm going to definitely take care of you. Because I got to find out if there's an age limit to, that's something for you can do tomorrow.
Don't worry. People say I look 16. I'll just say I'm 16. Not a problem.
How tall are you now? I know you're tall as heck.
5'8" and a half, I want to say.
Jeez, when I first met you, you were like 5'6".
I don't think I was even 5. I think I was 4'9" or something.
Yeah, maybe. Goodness gracious. Well, right. Yeah, so I'll be talking to Corey. I'll bug him next week and make sure, because you're how old?
13 right now.
Yeah. I don't know if there's going to be an age issue. But it may not, because, you know, a lot of times driving schools don't have that type of deal. Mm-hmm. So who else you got on the car, sponsorship-wise?
Sorry, say again, sponsorship-wise?
Yeah, who else have you got on the car?
It's a lot of friends and family that have helped my family out for generations since my grandfather raced back in the 1960s.
Wow.
C&M Electric has actually been with our family for probably the longest, but they also have Lawns Electric. Bergeson's Heating and Air has been a huge help. Avi Wraps put the awesome paint scheme on the car. Tow Industries has helped out a little bit. LG Engineering has done a tremendous amount of mechanical work to us. Without these guys, we wouldn't be standing right now. Yeah. I mean, we are so tight on the budget, just even without the racing part of it.
Sure.
Luckily, these guys stepped up and they're actually the reason that we're going to be able to race this week at an Orange show.
Excellent. And you'll take a sponsorship for a one race deal. I mean, you'd like to have a whole season, but you will take a run race deal.
Oh, absolutely. Even getting a $700 set of new tires every race would be the biggest blessing ever. Like new tires.
Sure.
I don't get new tires every race. I got to go 2 or 3 races on them. So
wow.
Just new tires every race, not worrying about having to save them for the next time. That is something that is, it's huge.
Okay.
Right, so get hold of him on Facebook at First Place Ace.
Right. First Place
Ace. And it's with a one, not with the F-I-R-S-T.
No.
You have to use the one.
Instagram is the F-I-R-S-T, First Place Ace.
There we go.
All right, buddy. Hey, I'll send you the show, and I think you should go to your tire supplier, and let's see if we can't do something to get him to donate tires for radio and TV. We'll work on it.
All right. Thanks, Austin. Good luck at Orange Show.
Awesome. Thank you, guys.
All right. Take care, buddy.
Say hi to your mom.
Give mom a big hug from us.
Yes. All right.
You got it.
All right, folks. As you can tell by Michelle's going away song,
That's
time to go.
It's time, and we have enjoyed it. Jeez. Like us on Facebook on Racer Radio. We also have a page for our other hour of programming called You Auto Know, and we're on Facebook there, too.
All right, folks. Be safe. Stay safe, and we'll talk to you down the road. This is AM 1170.
The Answer.
And bring the sunny weather, happy trails to you, till we meet again.
Some trails are happy ones.
Racer Radio on AM 1170 The Answer is sponsored by Love Radio Network.